Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code?
30538.
May I please have your first and last name?
Kimberly Dixie.
How do you spell your last name?
Bixby.
Give me just a moment while I try to locate an account with your name on it.
Thank you.
Okay, the zip code that I have underneath your name is 36582. And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
It's 336 Meadowbrook Drive in East Denali, Georgia, 30538.
That's not the address that I have here. Could you provide me with the last four digits of the car number that was charged?
Well, it wasn't charged, and I'm trying to get it. I'm trying to get something and charge it, and it's not going through. It just says one per person, which I've not done before, so.
Okay, what is the last four digits of the car that you're trying to use?
6227.
Okay, so the information I have here for this account, it may be it is the 2021 account, so that's probably the reason why you can't purchase whatever you're trying to purchase. But the car information that you're providing, nothing is the same. Have you changed your car information since October?
No, ma'am.
Okay, what is your email address? Because the phone number is matching the one that I have here.
It's KimberlyBixby71@gmail.com.
Okay, that's the email address that I have here as well. Do you know this address, 13065 Bellingrath Road, Theodore, Alabama, 36582?
No. That is not my address.
Okay, so I have an old account here for our meal plan. Are you trying to enter into a sweepstakes to win an item?
Yes, basically. It's just answering when I answer the survey, and when I put all my information in, it comes up and says one per person, which I haven't even done. So.
Okay, so it looks as if a sweepstakes is entering into under your phone number and also your email address, and we can't delete that sweepstakes entry. So you may have to use a different email address to try to sign up to get that product.
Okay, so just put a different email.
Yes, ma'am, because the car information that you provided isn't the same that we have here.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you.
Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
That's it.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.